Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Let's talk about something most passive investors don't think about until it's too late. What rights do you actually have when you invest in a real estate syndication? I'm CREI Colin, and this is Building Passive Income, where we give you the strategies to build real wealth through passive real estate investing. Here's the reality. When you invest as a limited partner in a syndication, you're giving up control. You're not managing the property. You're not making decisions about leasing, renovations, or when to sell. That's the sponsor's job. That's what passive investing means. But, and this is important, giving up control doesn't mean you have no rights. You have legal protections. You have information rights. You have voting rights in certain situations. And depending on the state and the operating agreement, the sponsor may owe fiduciary duties to you and the other members. The problem is, most investors don't know what their rights are until something goes wrong. They don't read the operating agreement. They don't understand what they can and can't control. And when a deal underperforms or a sponsor goes silent, they feel helpless. Today, we're changing that. We're breaking down exactly what rights you have as a limited partner, what you can control, what you can't control, and what protections are built into the structure to safeguard your investment. Let's dive in. First, let's establish the foundational principle of syndication investing. You're trading control for simplicity. When you invest as a limited partner, you're not managing the property. You're not signing leases, hiring contractors, or dealing with tenant issues. You're not making decisions about refinancing, capital improvements, or when to sell. All of that is handled by the general partner, the sponsor. This is a feature, not a bug. It's why syndications are called passive investments. You get to participate in commercial real estate deals, multifamily, self-storage, retail, without the operational burden of being a landlord or property manager. But in exchange for that simplicity, you give up day-to-day control. The sponsor makes the decisions, they execute the business plan, they manage the asset. So if you're someone who wants to control every decision, syndications might not be for you. You'd be better off buying your own rental properties or flipping houses. But if you're comfortable with passive investing, if you're willing to trust a proven sponsor to execute the plan, then syndications can be a powerful wealth-building tool. Now here's the key question. Just because you're passive doesn't mean you're powerless. So what rights do you actually have? Your rights as a limited partner are defined in two key documents, the Private Placement Memorandum, or PPM, and the Operating Agreement. The PPM outlines the investment terms, the business plan, and the risks. We covered that in last week's episode. The operating agreement is the legal document that governs the LLC, the legal entity that owns the property. It defines the roles and responsibilities of the general partner and the limited partners. It outlines how decisions are made, how profits are distributed, and what happens if things go wrong. Most investors never read the operating agreement. They focus on the PPM, maybe skim the subscription agreement, and wire their money. But the operating agreement is where your legal rights are spelled out. So here's your first action step. When you invest in a syndication, request a copy of the operating agreement. Read it. Highlight the sections that define your rights. And if anything is unclear, ask the sponsor or have your attorney review it. Now let's break down the specific rights you have as a limited partner. The first category of rights is information rights. These are your rights to receive updates, financials, and documentation about the investment. Many operating agreements require the sponsor to provide regular updates and financial reporting, and investors typically receive an annual K-1. The specifics vary by deal. Common information rights include regular financial statements, annual K-1 tax forms, periodic investor updates, and in some cases, reviewed or audited financials when required by lenders or the operating agreement. Many agreements grant some level of access to books and records upon reasonable notice, though the scope and limits vary. These rights are critical because they allow you to monitor the investment and hold the sponsor accountable. Here's what to look for in the operating agreement. How often are updates required? What level of detail is required? Do you have the right to request additional information? Can you visit the property? If the operating agreement is vague about information rights, or if it doesn't require regular updates, that's a red flag. Transparency is everything in syndication investing. And here's a pro tip. Judge the sponsor not just by what the operating agreement requires, but by what they actually deliver. A great sponsor will over-communicate. The second category of rights is economic rights. These are your rights to receive distributions and proceeds from the investment. When you invest in a syndication, you're buying membership units in the LLC. Those units entitle you to a share of the cash flow and profits based on your ownership percentage and the terms of the operating agreement. Here's how it typically works. Cash flow distributions depend on available cash and the terms of the operating agreement, including reserve requirements and lender covenants. Many deals have a preferred return structure, meaning LPs are entitled to receive a certain return threshold before the sponsor receives profit share. Depending on the deal, preferred returns may accrue or may not, and payment is subject to available cash. Material changes to distributions typically require LP approval, often by majority or supermajority, but the exact thresholds depend on the agreement. But here's what you need to understand. Your right to distributions is based on available cash and the terms of the agreement. If the property isn't generating cash flow, there may not be anything to distribute. That's not a breach of the operating agreement. That's just the reality of real estate investing. The third category of rights is voting rights. These are situations where you, as a limited partner, get to vote on major decisions. Now here's the important distinction. Limited partners do not have voting rights on day-to-day operations. You don't vote on which tenants to approve, which contractor to hire, or what color to paint the building. That's the sponsor's job. But voting rights, when granted, often cover major events such as amendments, removal for cause, or certain conflicts. But the scope varies widely. Here are some examples of what voting rights might include. Amending the operating agreement, removing or replacing the general partner for cause. Some agreements require LP approval for certain major actions like significant changes to financing, and admitting new partners or transferring GP ownership. The specific voting rights and thresholds are defined in the operating agreement. Some agreements give LPs very broad voting rights. Others are more restrictive. Here's what to look for. Does the operating agreement allow LPs to vote on major decisions? What's the threshold? And does your vote actually matter? If the operating agreement gives the sponsor unilateral power to make major changes without LP input, that's a potential red flag. You want checks and balances. Now let's talk about fiduciary duties. This is one of the most important and most misunderstood protections you may have as a limited partner. Depending on the state and the operating agreement, the sponsor may owe fiduciary duties such as care and loyalty, though LLC agreements often define and sometimes limit those duties. Here's what that means. Duty of care requires the sponsor to make decisions with reasonable care, skill, and diligence. Duty of loyalty requires the sponsor to avoid conflicts of interest and self-dealing. However, and this is critical, many LLC operating agreements modify, limit, or even eliminate certain fiduciary duties to the extent permitted by state law. This is why reading the operating agreement is so important. You need to understand what duties the sponsor owes, how they're defined, and what limitations apply. If the sponsor breaches their obligations, remedies can include legal claims for damages or equitable relief, and in some cases, removal rights or other remedies defined in the agreement. But proving a breach can be difficult and expensive. This is why sponsor vetting is so important. Your best protection is not legal action after the fact. It's choosing a trustworthy, experienced sponsor from the beginning. All right, we've covered what you can control. Now let's talk about what you cannot control as a limited partner. You cannot control day-to-day operations. You generally cannot force a sale unless the agreement provides a specific mechanism. You cannot easily transfer or sell your LP units. You cannot demand distributions if there's no cash available. And you cannot unilaterally change the business plan. This is the reality of passive investing. You're giving up control in exchange for simplicity and access to larger deals. If you're not comfortable with that trade-off, syndications might not be for you. But if you choose the right sponsor, someone with a proven track record, strong communication, and alignment of interests, those limitations become much less concerning. Let's talk about red flags. How do you know if your rights may be at risk or if something is wrong? Red flag number one, the sponsor stops communicating. Red flag number two, distributions stop without explanation. Red flag number three, the sponsor makes major changes without following the operating agreement. Red flag number four, you discover undisclosed conflicts of interest. Red flag number five, the sponsor refuses to provide information you're entitled to. If you see any of these red flags, document everything, reach out to the sponsor in writing, connect with other limited partners, consult with an attorney, and as a last resort, consider legal action. So how do you protect your rights as a limited partner? Step one, read the operating agreement before you invest. Step two, ask questions during due diligence. Step three, track your investment. Step four, read every investor update. Step five, attend investor calls and events. Step six, build relationships with other limited partners. Step seven, trust your gut. All right, let's recap. As a limited partner in a real estate syndication, you have important rights, even though you're a passive investor. You have information rights, economic rights, you may have voting rights on major decisions, and depending on the state and operating agreement, the sponsor may owe fiduciary duties. You cannot control day-to-day operations, you generally cannot force a sale, and you cannot easily transfer your LP units. That's the trade-off for passive investing. Watch for red flags and protect your rights by reading the operating agreement, tracking your investments, and holding sponsors accountable. Here's your action step. Pull out the operating agreement from one of your current syndication investments. Read the sections on LP rights. Make sure you understand what you can and can't control. And as always, consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. This is education, not advice. Next week on Building Passive Income, we're diving into the anatomy of a syndication deal, walking through the entire life cycle from acquisition to exit. Until then, remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with knowing your rights. I'm CREI Colin. Let's build wealth together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.